Here's old-time banjo player Adam Hurt with this week's musician's tip.
I'd like to recommend to all clawhammer banjo players that you try to think outside of the standard G tuning box, at least for a moment. I love this traditional banjo tuning that I call the Sandy River Bell tuning. Works totally different from regular G, but I think it's worth it. The notes from the fifth string on down are G, E, A, D, and E. And it operates out of closed chord positions. There's your G shape, the 3rd fret on the 4th string, 2nd fret on the 3rd string, 3rd fret on the 1st string. There's your C, 3rd fret on the 3rd string, 2nd fret on the 2nd string, 3rd fret on the 1st string. There's your D, 2nd fret on the 4th string and on the 1st string. And then there, with the 5th string thrown in, is your relative minor, the E minor. That's the 2nd fret on the 2 interior strings. And if you mess around with just those basic shapes and look for notes within them of a given melody you're trying to play, you'd be surprised at how much music you can get out of those positions, and not a whole lot else.
Thanks to Adam Hurt for that musician's tip. For more information on Adam, visit bluegrasscountry.org.